Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Karsh and Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. John Jansen is in for Doug Karsh.
Doug will be back on Thursday's show. We're getting some feedback on those pictures in Snapchat already, by chance, because they're frightening.
We got one from Holly in Farmington Hills that says, Gator, you look better than I do. Are we sisters?
I'm going to say this. I'd be a great sister.
You'd be a great sister.
Why would you be a great sister?
Because I'm a great brother. I'd be a great sister.
How does it make you to be a great sister?
I'd be someone to talk to, a confidant, stick up for you, defend you.
But as a brother, you don't do that?
I do that for my brother, too. That's why I say I'm a great brother, so I'd be a great sister, too. I'm just not going to watch your kids.
Well, then you're not a great sister,
I'm great in every way, but I'm not going to watch the kids.
Because you don't like kids.
I like kids just fine. I'm just not going to watch them.
That's what I heard.
No, it's not true. They shouldn't be on the list, okay?
Kids are on the list, all of them. Kids.
Your kid?
Your kid.
My kid.
Yep, your kids, my kid.
Look, I said this with my brother. I said, I will babysit your children when they can walk, talk in sentences that I can understand, and if they can go to the bathroom by themselves, then I'm your guy. I'll be more than happy to.
Yeah. I'll take them at 18.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hey, as soon as their credit score is high enough, I'll watch your kid. Yeah.
My niece and nephew are now 19 and 16, respectively.
Oh, they're in your wheelhouse.
And to this day, I've still not been asked to watch.
I was going to say, have you ever watched your niece and nephew?
They never asked me.
They know better.
It's the truth. They never asked me. I would be happy to at this point.
I think at this point, they might have to watch you, man.
Well, at this point, we'll just go on a boat and we'll be like,
yeah,
we're going to hang out.
Yeah. Cool Uncle Gator.
That's right. Exactly.
Uncle Gator has a boat.
I am the cool uncle. A brand new boat.
Just don't ask me to watch your kids.
Not going to watch your kids. To the Karsh and Anderson inbox. Boy, oh boy, are you guys overreacting to one bad year by Stafford. The Lions won 9 games in 16 and 17 with far worse running game and defense than what is currently on this roster, and now you suddenly think he is what will hold them back from winning 9-plus games? Come on, guys. It was just a bad year for everybody. He'll have a bounce-back year. He didn't forget how to play football at age 30. LOL.
So we're just selling for success at 9 wins, 10 wins? It doesn't have to be a playoff win, maybe a NFC championship appearance.
LOL.
I mean, what are we?
LOL, John.
It drives me crazy.
The Lions went from 9 wins to 6 wins. Why do you think that is?
Well, what's the difference? They weren't in the playoffs.
There was some bad quarterback play, to be sure.
Right.
Right? That's why they went from 9 to 6. So if they get back from 6 to 9, guess why it will be? Because the quarterback will have improved. We don't want 9. We want
and the roster has improved around him.
We want playoff wins. Exactly. The roster has improved around him.
And they've given him weapons. He's had weapons.
He has. But look, I think they had one or two teams in his tenure that have had kind of a complete team look where they've had a decent, better than decent defense. Unfortunately, they fell short in the playoffs with those teams. And one of those teams, a team that played against the Saints the first time in the playoffs, that was an exciting-looking team. Titus Young, Ndamukong Suh. Unfortunately, Titus Young, well, he had his issues, and he just wasn't a player moving forward. And it was a big problem with the Lions because I think Titus Young had a ton of talent. It looked like that was going to be a really plus player for this team. Titus Young and Calvin Johnson on the field together, that looked like it was going to be good. It didn't work out, and it's one of many things that haven't worked out with the Lions over the years, but that was one of those teams, and you had the team against the Cowboys, and of course the Lions got robbed in the Cowboys game in the playoffs. But to and I'm not saying that Mr. LOL there is happy about winning nine games, but you're right. The standard can't be nine wins.
No.
That's the standard that got Jim Caldwell fired.
It can't be nine wins. It can't even be just, hey, we made it to the playoffs. Because we've made it to the playoffs. Not a lot. But you got to win when you get there, when it matters most. You got to win your division. You've got to win some playoff games. You've got to go deep into the playoffs. You give yourself a chance. And we just don't... We're lacking that factor that gets you over the hump. And what is it? To me, it's leadership. Well, and I'm not talking about ownership. I'm not talking about coaching. I'm talking about the leadership on the field. When your coaches aren't there to hold your hand, to tell you what to do, to make something happen, that's up to the guys on the field.
So I mentioned there's a power ranking out there from Peter King. With NBCSports.com and ProFootballTalk.com as well. And it's interesting to see where, A, he has the Lions finishing, but also where he has the rest of the league at. The number one team for Peter King in his power rankings at this point before the season has started is the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, this is interesting because it's a team that is without Tyreek Hill. They're without Kareem Hunt, who was the rushing champ from a couple of years ago. But they've got Pat Mahomes, and everybody likes Patrick Mahomes. But interesting, they're still number one. Number two, the New England Patriots, Super Bowl champs. Hard to unseed the Patriots, but you know, the second you start betting against Brady, they keep winning. So don't bet against Brady until it's time to not bet against Brady.
Wait a year or two after that, right, and then bet against him.
The Colts are third, followed by the Rams at four, the Chargers at five, New Orleans at six. San Francisco is seven. The Eagles are eight. The first NFC North team checks in at number nine.
Chicago.
The Chicago Bears. Followed by another NFC North team at 10.
Minnesota.
That's correct. The Cleveland Browns check in at 11. And then you got to drop down a bit to 14, and there's where you see the Packers. I'm not buying in the Packers. I'm not saying that Rodgers is done. I'm just saying that there's too much ground to make up with that team with all the replacing that they've done on that roster. I'm not buying the Packers are going to be a top team. I still buy Aaron Rodgers being a top quarterback, but I don't know about the team as a whole. You keep going down and down on this list. Look at 19. The Oakland Raiders check in at 19.
Number three overall
team last year. Mm-hmm. Check in at number 19. Jacksonville at 20. Carolina drops down to 21. Your former team, the Washington Redskins, are at 22. Well, look like they're going to go with the rookie quarterback. I don't think it's crazy to think they're not going to be all that good the first season. Buffalo at 23. Denver at 24. A team is still absent here. Number 25, Tennessee. Number 26, the Jets, 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 Jets. Sam Darnold. They're at 26. Checking in at 27 are the Detroit Lions. And here's what Peter King has to say about the Lions. The coach, Matt Patricia, is a former Patriot. The GM, Bob Quinn, is a former Patriot. Two assistant coaches and two scouts are former Patriots. Eight players on the roster led by Trey Flowers and Danny Amendola are former Patriots. Six used to be coached by the Patricia, the Patriots' former defensive coordinator. I'm sure I'm missing a Foxborough alumnus or two. It's good to have a base of people with a Belichickian base collectively, and I trust Patricia to build a competitive defense in the rock-ribbed NFC North, but what I'd like to see in Detroit is an offseason that scores more than 15 points a game, and that's the numbers, 15.3 actually, the Lions averaged in the last 2 months of the season, and if you take out the meaningless playing for nothing exercise in Week 17 against the Packers, in the previous 8 weeks, Detroit scored 9, 22, 20, 16, 16, 17, 13, and 9 points. Daryl Bevel replaces Jim Bob Cooter as offensive coordinator, and few new coordinators have the task Bevel has. Well, Bevel comes in, he works with a veteran quarterback. He comes in with a reputation of working with a couple of pretty good quarterbacks. He had Brett Favre in Minnesota, and Brett Favre had an amazing year. Mm-hmm. Then he went to Seattle and worked with Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson's a very good quarterback. Maybe simplifying things because you can be able to run the football more in Seattle when he had beast mode and all that. He also had a running game with Adrian Peterson in Minnesota. I'm dying to see what this offense is going to look like with Darrell Bevell and how different it could be. Is this going to be a big-time run shift where Stafford's not going to be throwing the ball 600 times a season? I don't know. We'll see what it looks like, but I think it should be more run-oriented, which should be a little bit more balanced. But I want to get your thoughts on where they have the Lions at 27. Is that way too low? As Lions head coach Matt Patricia talking this morning on Good Morning Football from the NFL Network, and I mentioned that Peter King's got his first power rankings of the preseason. Of course, these don't mean anything, but it gives you an idea, at the very least, of what somebody else thinks of this team.
And also because it's post-draft and post-free agency so far, what he thinks, how much they've improved, if at all, right, compared to the other teams?
Yeah, but it's interesting. In the whole paragraph I read about his thoughts on the Lions, and he has them at 27, it doesn't mention anything with the draft, which I think is a little unfair because that's, you know, an area where a big hole last year was tight end, and they've addressed it through not only the draft but through free agency.
And when he talks about their production on offense, when you add tight ends that can catch, just like when we were talking about the kid who was 6'8", 240 and being a red zone threat, you add an extra weapon that is, you know, one of a quarterback's best friends is an outlet like a tight end that can catch like TJ Hockenson or Jesse James, that can get open, that can find those seams. And you also have a guy in Hockenson that I saw him block when he was at Iowa who can do both. Not just a pass catcher, not just a guy that can get open, but a guy that can set the edge. That's going to help you with the run game. And you've got to have both to be successful. If Kerryon Johnson can stay healthy and be the running back that we hope he can be and expect him to be, I think they have improved themselves offensively. And that's where they needed the most improvement.
Yeah. Without a doubt, they need the most improvement on the offense. I mean, those point totals are pathetic that he listed off there. I mean, aside from beating up on Green Bay at the end of the season, you know, both teams had their B and C team players out there with the exception of Matthew Stafford. But the Lions, I mean, Zach Zinner was a running back. They were using my man Brandon Powell at receiver and other guys. I mean, it's not like it was a chock full of starting players in that competition. But rule that game out, and they just weren't scoring points. That's a major issue. But 27th is the ranking, which means there are only five teams that are ranked behind the Lions. The Giants, the Buccaneers, the Bengals, the Cardinals, and the Dolphins. And it's interesting. He's got the Jets and Denver and Buffalo and Washington and also Oakland well ahead of the Lions at 27. Personally, I think it's a little unfair at 27. I'd probably, if I'm going to rank him at this point, somewhere in the 18 to 22 range, I think is probably more fair. And there's nothing to write home about when you're 18th to 22 because you're looking at like an 8-8. But that's where I have it. But John Jansen, where do you... Are you surprised at this ranking from Peter King?
When you look at, or you just talk about some of the teams that you mentioned, and you think about the Jets, they greatly improved their run game by signing a premier running back. Now we'll
Le'Veon Bell.
We'll have to see. You know, did the year off? What did that do to him? And will he be as productive? Who knows? With Denver, they signed a quarterback, the kid from Baltimore, and I'm
Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco. Thank you. I appreciate my name guy. He's a guy that has had success. He's won a Super Bowl, you know. And so when you look at the teams that he ranked ahead of them, where you kind of cringe a little bit and you say the Jets. Well, when you look at what Detroit has done to improve themselves offensively, yeah, they have, but not to the degree that adding Le'Veon Bell will what that'll do to your offense, or Joe Flacco. Now, is Joe Flacco a great quarterback? I don't think so, but he's been able to win the big game.
He's kind of a stabilizer. Yeah. He's like an Alex Smith. People say game manager, whatever you want to say. I mean, he shouldn't do too many things that hurt you.
Right.
But I don't know how much he's going to do to help you, but he's not going to be the problem.
But he's also got the experience of being on a winner. And I think that is one of the things that you're going to see when you think about the Detroit Lions and the power rankings that come out before the season. Is they've got nobody on offense that's a proven winner other than Amendola.
To the Carson Anderson inbox, I saw this Peter King list yesterday and was hoping you guys wouldn't give it airtime. Peter King is a hack and his rationale is ridiculous. That's Joe and Howell. Sorry to disappoint you, Joe. The Pats are at 2 because they've earned the respect due to winning. The Lions are at 27 for the exact opposite reason. They deserve the ranking that they earned. If the Lions are at 27, then Quinn should be fired. Well, at the end of the season, I think if you see a team that wins four or five games.
Yeah. If they're picking in the top five, yeah.
I would probably feel the same way. What would make it a successful season for you then? Would you like to see a 9 wins but no playoff win? Or on the off chance they make the playoffs at 7-9 and a playoff win, would that be successful? Yes, if you win a playoff game, I'll take it. Because we've seen one in the last 60 years of football here in this town. One playoff win in 60 years. Yes, I would like to see a playoff win. Now, if they're 7-9 to get a playoff win, I'll still take it.
Yeah. That's the thing is, and when you listen to Peter King's rationale and he uses the last 2 months of the season, that's when it matters the most. That's when things get tight, when the races are on. You know, yes, week one is as important as week 16, but at week one, everybody is 0-0. At week 16, the pressure is there because you have to win to get into the playoffs, or you have to win to win your division. That's when it becomes most important, and that's when you need, that's when the leadership should show.
And if you're a 7-9 team and you make the playoffs and you win a playoff game, you've knocked off a pretty good football team because it's a division champ that's not one of the top two, and yet who you had to play in the first round.
And at 7-9, especially with as tough as the division is this year, and I think you're underselling Green Bay just a little bit.
I might be, and I'm willing to admit that. It's just my gut tells me Green Bay is nowhere near what they used to be, and I don't.
I'm not really going to argue that, other than the fact that they have Aaron Rodgers.
They got a great quarterback.
And anytime you have a great quarterback, a guy that can get other guys to do certain things, like a Tom Brady, like an Aaron Rodgers, like a Patrick Mahomes, get those guys around him to play at a high level, that's when you start moving up the list.
He's also gotten older and he's gotten hurt, which is something that the other aged quarterback has not. Tom Brady hasn't dealt with many injuries. A lot of the quarterbacks that are older, they played through injuries and haven't had to miss time. Aaron Rodgers has missed time the last couple.
Where was Pittsburgh on that list? I didn't see the list.
I didn't list them off, but they were at 18.
That's interesting because they just gave Roethlisberger that new contract.
Yep.
The 3 years.
I think 3 years.
Is it 3 years?
Yeah, 2 or 3 or whatever it was. Yeah.
A lot of people think he's washed up. He's had injuries like we've talked about Aaron Rodgers. But anytime you have a guy there that is a proven winner that understands what it takes to win when it is most important, I think that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers fits that bill.
But I've always been someone who respects Ben Roethlisberger on the field. But now you've taken away. I mean, last year you took away Le'Veon Bell, and they missed the playoffs. This year, you're taking away Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm.
So there go your top two weapons, which are two of the top weapons in all of football.
And
what are they going to do?
And exactly. What's he going to do? That's why Tom Brady and the New England Patriots are at number two. Yes, they've earned that. But he's also been in that scenario where you look and you say, well, he doesn't have a stud receiver. But he makes them.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The Lions are checking in at number 27 in Peter King's power rankings. Is it fair or unfair to the Lions? Do you think that's it's accurate? I think it's way low to put them at 27. I don't think this is a team that's going to be, the top third of the league. But I think they're probably somewhere in the 18-22 range. Looking at them right now, I think they're improved over what they were last year, and they were 6-10 last year. Is the schedule tougher? Sure, but I think they're also a better team. John, you also think that it's a little low to have them there at 27?
I do. I think, like you said, they're in that. I would even say 15-22 because when you're talking about that range, it's more about the execution on a couple of plays. When you're talking about the top five, they're playing at a different level. When you're talking about the middle of the NFL, things could go either way. And I really think that if they're in that 15-22 range, which is I think where they are because of the defense, you can win games by having a great defense, which we saw Chicago do, especially at the beginning of the year last year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.